You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. After unsuccessfully trying to replicate the success of its messaging service in the payment space, WhatsApp Pay is changing track. It is now banking on the person-to-merchant route instead of person-to-person to drive the usage of its unified payments interface service, analysts said. To achieve this, the company recently introduced an in-chat payment feature for consumers to pay businesses using any UPI app. Analysts, however, believe while this could enable an increase in transactions via WhatsApp Pay, the feature would benefit its competitors like PhonePe and Google Pay more because of their huge penetration. The major reason for WhatsApp Pay not being able to make a mark is the nature of its brand appeal. Meanwhile, reinforcing the notion that economic activities have picked up due to the festive period, India's unemployment rate dropped to a 12-month low of 7.09% in September. Joblessness in urban areas saw a sharp decline from 10.09% in August to 8.94% in September, indicating brisk hiring of field-level staff before the Diwali. According to the data released by the Centre for Monitoring Indian Economy, the rural unemployment rate was also at a 12-month low of 6.20% in September. The drop in rural unemployment comes in the back of September, receiving surplus rainfall. The country had received 13% more rainfall than normal during the month. In August, however, the rainfall was 36% below normal. Moving on, India Inc.'s total salary bill went up by a good 14.3% to about Rs. 9.4 trillion in FY23, the fastest increase in 10 years. Moreover, the average salary in the organized sector rose by nearly 10%, an 8-year high and much above the rate of retail inflation in the country. A study of 7.5 million employees across 1,800 listed entities by Jefferies revealed the increase has happened on the back of substantial pay hikes by the IT sector. Excluding for salaries in the IT sector, the rise in pay packets drops to 6.8%, which is in line with the 10-year average. The estimated increase in salaries per employee is even higher at an effective 15.6%, also an 8-year high. On to the new pension model. The centre is likely to unveil a new pension model for its staff before the start of state assembly elections in November, guaranteeing a decent amount of pension under a workable formulation, a senior official said. The scheme will be jointly funded by the employees and the guarantee could depend on actuarial analysis factoring in the longevity of retirees and their contributions. Analysts believe that 35 to 40% guarantee would be feasible by tweaking the current structure of National Pension System, a nearly two-decade-old scheme that is based on the concept of defined contribution. A guarantee option of 50% of the last salary drawn could also not be ruled out, the sources said. On to banking. With interest rates on the boil, customers are rushing to earn higher returns on fixed deposits. As a result, the term deposits of banks have surged 17.4% in the first quarter of the current financial year, making it the highest quarterly growth in the past 5 years. The highest growth rate before this in the past 5 years was in the first quarter of 2020-21, when it stood at 9%. Term deposits rose Rs. 16 trillion to reach Rs. 108 trillion as of June 30, 2023. From Rs. 92 trillion on June 30th previous year, according to the Reserve Bank of India and CARE Ratings data. Next up, gas prices. The recent hike in the prices of natural gas is unlikely to put any significant upward pressure on the domestic compressed natural gas or piped natural gas, as bulk of the gas for these sectors comes from nomination fields of state-run ONGC and Oil India, prices of which are capped at $6.5 per million British thermal units, analysts say. Despite the recent rise in crude oil prices because of supply cuts by organization of the petroleum exporting countries, the nomination field gas prices are capped at $6.5 per million British thermal units for 2 years. The government on Sunday increased the prices of domestic natural gas from $8.60 per metric million dollar British thermal unit to $9.20 per metric million British thermal unit dollar for the month of October. Lastly, a look at stocks that you need to watch out today. After 3 days of gap, the share market will open on Tuesday with a focus on IT, auto, metal and oil stocks. Oil stocks such as ONGC and Oil India will be in the focus as the benchmark Brent futures touched the $97 per barrel mark. Banking stocks such as SBI, HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank will be on the radar in a week when the Reserve Bank of India is set to review its bi-monthly data in a 3-day monetary policy meeting starting Wednesday. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.